The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings for the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. And with everything going on regarding the current pandemic, I've put together a kind of short list, but the short list includes several big events throughout the area that were scheduled for the rest of the year, and now they are not. And this is the list as I have it prior to the recording. Dreamville Festival 2020. Had been scheduled for August 29th. It is now canceled. Hopscotch Music Festival, also not happening this year. It had been set for September 10th through the 12th. The NC State Fair, scheduled for October 15th through the 25th, has been canceled. The North Carolina Mountain State Fair, canceled, as well as the Carolina Classic Fair in Winston-Salem. Some of you may have known that as the Dixie Classic, but anyway, it is canceled for this year. Two beer events, Brugaloo and Beericana, both canceled. Then the Holiday Express at Pullen Park, still no word about ticket sales for this much-loved Christmas train event. Checking out the schedule for the Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC, where tickets are available through the following outlets: DPACNC.com, DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787, DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham, or you can contact Ticketmaster. Well, the current schedule does not start up, back up rather, until Thursday, November 12th. And the performance there is from Eliza, the Forever Tour. She's one of today's leading comedians with a fan base who show their loyalty by creating their own Eliza-inspired swag to wear to her shows. Her fifth Netflix stand-up special, Unveiled, premiered last year and delves into her journey of getting married. On the acting front, she'll be seen co-starring with opposite Mark Wahlberg in the movie Spencer Confidential. Then Friday, November 13th, it is Gabriel Iglesias, Beyond the Fluffy World Tour 2020. Go big or go home. In addition to being one of America's most successful stand-up comedians, Iglesias is also one of the most watched comedians on YouTube, with over 410 million views and 14 million fans across social media. Wednesday, December 30th through Sunday, January 24th, it's Hamilton. The story of America then, told by America now, featuring a score that blends hip-hop, jazz, R&B, and Broadway. Hamilton has taken the story of American founding father Alexander Hamilton and created a revolutionary moment in theater, a musical that has had a profound impact on culture, politics, and education. Then Tuesday through Sunday, January 26th through the 31st, The Band's Visit, the critically acclaimed smash hit Broadway musical, is the winner of no less than 10 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, making it one of the most Tony-winning musicals in history. In this joyously offbeat story, set in a town that's way off the beaten path, a band of musicians arrive lost out of the blue. Under the spell of the desert sky and with beautiful music perfuming the air, the band brings the town to life in unexpected and tantalizing ways. Then Tuesday through Sunday, February 2nd through the 7th, it's Escape to Margaritaville. Welcome to Margaritaville, where people come to get away from it all and stay to find something they never expected. The musical comedy features both original songs and your most loved Jimmy Buffett classics, including Finn's Volcano, Cheeseburger in Paradise, and many more. USA Today calls it a little slice of paradise. And Entertainment Weekly raves it will knock your flip-flops off. Okay, also at DPAC, Thursday, February 11th, Bert Kreischer, the Bertie Boy Tour. Tuesday through Sunday, February 23rd through the 28th, Pretty Woman, the musical. Tuesday through Sunday, March 16th through the 21st, To Kill a Mockingbird. Friday, April 16th, Chris Tucker. Tuesday, April 20th through Sunday, April 25th, Oklahoma. Then Tuesday, April 27th, An Evening of Conversation with Julie Andrews. Next up, the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. The phone number there, 919-996-8700. Sunday, September 6th, Alan Saldana, Noche de Comedia. And that's at Mamandi Concert Hall again, Sunday, September 6th. Then we move to October 2nd, which is a Friday, an R-rated magic show. Wednesday, October 28th, it's the North Carolina Museum History Foundation's 2020 Distinguished Lecture Series event with Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist George Will. Unmatched in political insight, George Will provides witty, trenchant, and informed analysis on American politics, economy, and society. That's at Fletcher Opera Theater at 7. Wednesday, November 11th, Teresa Caputo Live, The Experience. Teresa, star of the hit TLC show Long Island Medium, will share personal stories about her life and explain how her gift works. Friday, November 13th, Gilberto Santa Rosa, a Puerto Rican band leader and singer of salsa and bolero. He is a 6-time Grammy Award winner and has sold over 3 million records in the U.S. and Puerto Rico. He's also starred in a comedy show. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Sunday, January 15th and 17th, it's Mozart, the Magic Flute. This is a North Carolina opera event. Mozart's timeless story comes to life. Prince Tamino, with the help of his endearing sidekick, are on a mission to rescue the fair Pamina. You'll meet the Queen of the Night with her high-flying, show-stopping arias and the wise Sarastro, leader of a mysterious brotherhood. Will the young couple be able to find their way through all the adventures? Who knows? This is at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, January 23rd, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, live. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, January 29th, The Ali Siskoko and Kira Baugh, featuring Tony Williamson. This is a Pinecone event. Hailing from a long line of Senegalese musicians and storytellers known as griots, Siskoko made the transatlantic move to Pittsburgh with his wife about a decade ago. Shortly afterward, he formed the band Kira Baugh with the aid of some native Piedmont musicians. Tony Williamson, who received a North Carolina Heritage Award in 2018 in recognition of his contributions to our state's cultural vitality, is a renowned mandolin player from Chatham County. He's also a skilled songwriter whose compositions integrate everything from traditional Piedmont string band tunes to classic music and jazz. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Checking out the current schedule for Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. The phone number there, 919-560-3030. All programs start at 8 o'clock and less noted. First up, not until October. This Saturday, October 17th, it's Gregory Porter. Every ticket sold for this show includes a CD copy of Gregory Porter's album, All Rise. Friday, November 20th, at Carolina Theater, Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band. This is his Traveler Tour. Gone is the young Louisiana gunslinger who erupted onto the early 90s scene with his burn-it-down guitar solos and gut-punch songcraft. The man he's become is even more magnetic, still pushing his Fender Strat where others fear to fret, while diving deep into human truths and personal evolution with an honesty that only comes with miles on the clock. Also at Carolina Theater, Thursday, December 3rd, Chris Botti. Since the release of his acclaimed CD, When I Fall in Love, Chris has become the largest-selling American instrumental artist. His success has crossed over to audiences usually reserved for pop music, and his ongoing association with PBS has led to 4 number one jazz albums, as well as multiple gold, platinum, and Grammy awards. Most recently, his latest album, Impressions, won the Grammy for Best Pop Instrumental. Saturday, January 2nd, North Carolina Youth Tap Ensemble, It's Sound in Motion, celebrating its 37th season. The group has produced award-winning dancers such as Michelle Dorrance, Jason Janis, and Jared Grimes. This year's annual show, Sound in Motion, features all 41 members of the company, ages 8 to 18, along with guest artists and company alumni Elizabeth Burke and Luke Hickey. Special note, this is an 11 p.m. performance. Sunday, January 24, Jax Films presents Yesterday I Ask You Live, Live. Jack Douglas, better known as Jax Films Online, is turning his popular series Yesterday I Ask You into a live game show. Audience members play by submitting their funniest answers to questions like, what's the last thing you'd want to hear from your Uber driver? Or, what secret of yours would ruin you? After a handful of champions are chosen, they move on to the dreaded Are You Funnier Than a YouTuber round, where they must compete against Jack himself in a no-holds-barred elimination match. This performance starts at 11:30 p.m. And then Sunday, January 30th, and Monday, January 31st, Heather McMahon, the Farewell Tour. Put the phones down, your favorite high-functioning hot mess. Comedian Heather McMahon is coming to Durham. She's live, liberated, and lubed up, doing the most and the least at the same time. All righty, at PNC Arena. Tickets there can be purchased at the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, by phone at 800-745-3000, and at thepncarena.com. Okay, Friday, October 2nd, it is Festival of Laughs, featuring some more. Gary Owen, Lavelle Crawford, Tony Rock, D.C. Youngfly, and Carlos Miller. The lineup, by the way, is subject to change, as is the date. Tuesday, March, then everything, there are no shows at PNC Arena currently scheduled after the Festival of Laughs. until March of next year when it's Michael Bublé. Then in June, the Dude Perfect 2021 tour. And in August, Nickelodeon's JoJo Siwa, Dream the Tour, and Rage Against the Machine, the Public Service Announcement Tour. And then two other events next year, Luke Combs' What You See Is What You Get Tour in September, and in October, it's Harry Styles' Love On Tour. Checking out the amphitheaters in the area, Cocobooth Amphitheater. Only one event in the rest of the 2020 season. That's November 13th, a Friday, the North Carolina Chinese Lantern Festival. Then it doesn't crank back up until next March for the Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival. Also next year, Tacos and Taps. And in late September, Good Vibes Summer Tour 2021 with Revolution and special guests. Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh. No concerts listed for the rest of the 2020 season. The arena or the amphitheater starts back up with the 2021 season next May. Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. Only one event. Wednesday, September 9th, KISS. End of the Road World Tour. Now, we're not really sure about this one. The Music Park shows it as still on the schedule, but another website suggests most of the dates for the rest of this year for KISS have been postponed until 2021. And I'm surprised it's extremely difficult to find whether it's been canceled or not. But for now, it's still on. And during the pandemic, it's always good to have a few laughs about something. We're going to start off with the Raleigh Improv on Parkside Main Street in Cary. The phone number there, 919-589-8558. Coming up Thursday, September 3rd, it's Jeff Allen. The America I Grew Up In Tour. Jeff combines clean, hilarious humor like no other comedian working today. Besides performing at corporate functions and fundraisers, he regularly appears on television, radio, and casinos across the country. For decades, Jeff has been performing at churches, marriage retreats, and conventions on television and radio for fundraisers, and at corporate function all across the country. Sunday, September 13th, is Andy Forrester. Andy has been performing comedy since 1999, and his brand of off-the-wall humor has made him a club favorite all across the country. His likable, self-deprecating, fun, easygoing style is friendly to everyone, as he walks you through the mind and life of the man many call Big A. Thursday, September 17th, it's James Gregory at Raleigh Improv. For decades, the unforgettable caricature of veteran comedian James Gregory has stood grinning, his shirt untucked, his arms outstretched, a carefree welcome to a down-home, hilarious comedy experience. Friday through Sunday, September 25th through the 27th, it's Russell Peters. Only a handful of today's artists can claim their success began with YouTube, and even less, if any, having then been named alongside such luminaries as Richard Pryor, George Carlin, and Eddie Murphy in Rolling Stone's list of the 50 best comics of all time. Friday and Saturday, October 9 and 10, it's Roy Wood Jr. Roy's comedy has entertained millions across stage, television, and radio. Roy joined Comedy Central's Emmy-winning The Daily Show with Trevor Noah in 2015 as a correspondent, Entertainment Weekly has described the thought-provoking comedy of Roy Wood Jr. as charismatic crankiness. Sunday, October 11th, it's the Christie Show. Christiane Porter, also known as the Christie Show, is an entertainer who loves to act, sing, rap, and dance. A few years ago, she decided to try stand-up comedy. Christiane loved being on stage, but she missed her first love, acting. So to make, she decided to start making improv videos online as different characters. And her character, Miss Charlene, went viral, and she started traveling the country, performing stand-up comedy and singing as Ms. Charlene. Friday and Saturday, October 23rd and 24th, Jess Hilarious. Jess is one of the freshest and most highly sought-after faces in comedy, who is also known for her appearances on MTV's Wild and Out, and has appeared on Russell Simmons' All Deaf Comedy on HBO. Friday through Sunday, November 6th through the 8th, it's DeRay Davis. After his wildly successful one-hour Showtime comedy special, Davis's Power Play, that aired to rave reviews, continues to ascend on what can only be described as the Samuel E. Jackson formula, a path and pattern of consistent feature film and network television roles. Davis also starred opposite Taraji P. Henson's Cookie Lyons on the Fox network hit Empire. Okay, Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. The phone number there, 919-828-5233. And it all starts back up Thursday through Saturday, August 20th through the 22nd. Akash Singh, an Indian-American. Akash is a nationally touring stand-up comedian who is quickly working his way up to becoming a household name. His comedy is driven by cultural differences, an intense pride in his upbringing, and a desire to challenge the audience. Akash is respected for his relentless, thought-provoking brand of humor that catapults and energizes audiences who are left in laughter from the fearless honesty and his gripping stage presence. All right, then Thursday through Sunday, August 27th through the 30th, D.L. Hughley. Thursday through Saturday, September 17th through the 19th, Chris DeStefano, one of New York City's young stand-up stars. Chris is most definitely a comic to keep your eye on. You can find this high-energy comic on MTV's Guy Code, along with appearances on MTV's Girl Code, and as a co-host of MSG-TV's The Bracket. Then Friday through Sunday, September 11th through the 13th at Goodnight's, Coco Brown. Then Friday through Sunday, September 25th through the 27th, currently scheduled, Brian Posen. And that's all at Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. All right, checking some of the club schedules. Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh. The phone number, 919-821-4111. Coming up Friday, September 4th, Dirty Remnants with Among the Machines, The Fifth, and Prep'em Bury'em. That starts at 7. Then jumping to Friday, September 25th, Rebels Fox with Nolan Biggins, Shane Gentry and Adala Bills, and Tan Sanders, also a 7 o'clock start. Saturday, September 26th, Jonathan Parker with Aaron Hamm and Big River Band and the Eric Strickland Band, and that show starts at 7:30. Thursday, October 8th, it is the Steel Woods at 8 o'clock. Friday, October 16th, Idlewild South, a tribute to the Allman Brothers Band. The show starts at 8. And then Friday, October 30th, Jack Harlow, also an 8 o'clock start. Okay, Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street in Raleigh. The phone number there, 919-821-1120. Most shows at the Poorhouse Music Hall start at 9, unless noted. All right, Friday, September 18th is the first show on their schedule currently. Dirty Rotten Imbeciles with Death Wish. And the next scheduled concert at Poorhouse Music Hall is Saturday, March 13th, 2021. Southern Culture on the Skids. Then we've got the Ritz. Club is located on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. The phone number, 919-424-1400. Or you can check them out online at ritzraleigh.com. Most shows start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Friday, August 28th, Need to Breathe, celebrating Out of Body, live stream concert that starts at 9. Thursday, September 17th, at the Ritz, Sirius XM Yacht Rock Radio presents Yacht Rock Review. If you noticed, I made sure I said that fairly slowly, because it's one of those ones you can't say three times fast. Okay, that show starts at 8:30. And Wednesday, September 23rd, Band of Horses. Friday, September 25th, The Revivalists, Into the Stars Tour. November 18th, Dylan Francis and Young Gravy with Sugar Spice and Everything Nice, or rather Ice, Tour. Friday, December 4th, it is Milky Chance, Mind the Moon Tour 2020. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.